Remind me again, you had already set this community conversation even before yesterday. Kind of walk us back to your motivation initially in wanting to have this community dialogue.
Yeah, so that's a great question, Rich. And a lot of individuals are forgetting that, because when we got a call last week that Chance, the 7-year-old kid, had drowned in a retention pond, my office immediately went to work. And we immediately scheduled a community meeting to discuss legislation for kids drowning due to retention ponds. Upon doing that, I got a call yesterday from a news station that we had another death involving a kid in a retention pond. So it kind of compounded the effect. You know, we was already scheduled to have a meeting today. And, it goes to show you that we need to create legislation to prevent future tragedies from like this from happening again.
I guess if you could wave a magic wand, and none of that works in government, but if you could, like, what is it you want immediately to change? And then how do you start working your way down from the want to the realistic?
Yeah, so for me, it's the value of kids' life. You know, we're losing too many kids, far too many kids. Over the last 5 years, it's been at least 10 kids' lives. You know, so Rich, you know, the question is, as an elected official, what do you do about it? Do you just sit on your hands and not do anything about it? Or do you create legislation and do something about it? Right now, I'm in the mind frame of creating legislation. Now, what that legislation look like, I'm not sure. But it will surround around some type of barriers around potential ponds. I will create legislation. So I'm having a meeting today to talk with private development, HOA communities, the autistic community, my colleagues, just to get their thoughts. You know, I understand the impact of this policy could cause if I do create it.
You mentioned engaging.
And if I don't create it.
And if you don't, that's a great question. If it is not feasible to have legislation, then what?
Then we'll get another call next week or the next month, you know, saying we lost another kid. And, you know, and that for me, it's hard to swallow. It's a tough pill to swallow. It's gut-wrenching. You know, it just brings tears to my eyes. And as a legislator, you got to do something. And I will do something. I'm just not sure what that something is. But, you know, I'm going to meet with my colleagues today, and I'm going to meet with the HOA community. I'm going to meet with private developers, builders, the autism community, and we're going to come up with solutions, hopefully solutions that can prevent tragedies like this from happening. Right now, Jacksonville is averaging 2 deaths per year. At least that's what I Googled, at least 2 deaths per year. My goal is not to see any kids pass. You know, I will hopefully cut it down to 1 and ultimately to see 0. But I hate to say this, Rich. This issue is not going anywhere. Jacksonville is a growing city. It's millions of ponds here in Jacksonville. It's millions of kids here in Jacksonville. This issue is not going nowhere. We got to do something, and we got to do something now.
You mentioned engaging the autism community. How impactful have they been to date, or do you hope they might be? I think of the Autism Society of Florida and others, even parents. Like, I have a son on the spectrum. How engaged do you want that community to be to assist?
I want them to be very engaged. You know, most of these drownings have come from the autistic community. So I would like to know from that community, what are some solutions? They know better than me. They know, you know, the kids. They know their behavior. They know what time they walk out the house, when, the whole 9 yards. I don't have the questions to that, but that would help me when I create legislation. So it might not be fences. It might not be barriers. It might be an alarm system. It might be locks on the door. Maybe the autistic families. I don't know, but these are the conversations that we need to have, and I want them to be very involved in these conversations.
Is this a role for government, or is this just better enforcement in general by adults or responsible caretakers, do you see?
I think anytime when you lose kids and anytime it involves safety, I think the government should get involved. You know, and that's a great question. But I think anytime you lose kids and the amount of kids that you're losing, I think the government should be involved. It's a public safety item to me. That's the only reason I'm getting involved and potentially talks about putting barriers up. That's why I get involved at.
Do you have a personal connection to the autism community?
I have been talking to like parents, families of autistic communities. Not the association itself, but I've been talking to the, you know, regular people throughout the autism community.
Why this issue for you? Why is this such an important? Obviously, you have a lot of other priorities, but yeah. How are you choosing this issue, for example?
Well, it's kids' life. It's kids' life first and foremost. It happened in my district, and I have a lot of mothers, fathers, grandfathers are pleading out to me right now, and that's through calls, that's through text, that's through emails, that's through Facebook, the whole nine yards. I didn't know this issue was that big of a magnitude until I got involved. And the more I talk about it, the more people are calling me saying, hey, Captain McGaston, can you please do something about this? Keep in mind, Rich, this was an issue that city council tried to deal with 2021 as well. You know, I'm not sure what they did, but 5 years ago, we still talking about it. You know, so one of the things I dislike in government is having reoccurring situations. You know, what solutions you coming up with? What steps are you making? You know, so for me, it's just all about the families and protecting the families and making sure people feel safe.
So what do you envision after today at 2:00? This can't be a one and done. So what's your time frame and timeline, I guess, that you're looking at?
Yeah, so I want to leave with some action items. I want to leave with a potential legislation. I want to have hopefully some solutions to prevent, at least reduce these tragedies. And you're right. I don't know what going to come out of an hour meeting. It's only so much you could do. But the goal is at least have some action items, at least have some type of remedies, solutions to potentially draw up legislation to present the OGC and hopefully get in the file in the next couple of week or two.
You mentioned OGC, that's Office of General Counsel.
Yes, sir.
Gotcha. Do you envision partnerships with organizations like Nemours, Wolfson, anything along those lines, like a public safety announcement of something?
Absolutely. I don't think we have a choice. This is not a government issue alone. I think, you know, the private sector, as well as the public sector, the nonprofit sector, I think everybody plays a role in it. You know, it's pawns everywhere, it's kids everywhere. I mean, we all have roles in educating the community, you know, and I think one of the things that we have failed, and I say everyone have failed, is pretty much what resources do we have available? You know, what can we do? What can we not do? You know, and that's the purpose of today's meeting, to put everything on the table. What resources are available? You know, what are some things that we could be doing better? What did we learn from the last time, you know, we had a notice meeting about this? You know, so that's the purpose of today's meeting, to spit everything on the table to see what can we do better to, you know, bring solutions to this tragedy.